Welcome to a special edition of Just My Forte, Sunday night after church. We're glad you could join us. Let us know if this is an encouragement to you.
Hello and welcome to tonight's program. I'm so glad to have you with me. I want to welcome all those of you who are listening by way of radio. We have added some radio stations to the broadcast, which is so exciting. I did not anticipate that at all. I just wanted this to be kind of a informal live stream style program where I just would play through some hymns and sing and give people a chance to kind of relax Sunday nights after church. And now folks are tuning in from all over, and that's fantastic. And that's what I want. I want to remind you, if this is your first time joining us, I do this straight through from start to finish. So sometimes I make a mistake on the piano or sing a wrong note or forget a word or whatever, but there's a reason for this. I don't want this to become something that I professionally edit. I do that on albums and things like that, but this is designed to be straightforward. Just here we go, and grab our hymn books. In fact, grab your hymn book if you would. 577. Some of you are listening to my little bit of cadence. Let me finish it for you. Here it goes, down to the one chord. All right, there. Some of you more musically inclined folks who were listening to that would have driven you insane if I would not have finished that for you. 577. This is a request that came in, and I'm going to ask my son. He's just off camera. Will you go get one of those clips from the fridge? Those clips that keep, so it'll keep my pages open. So. You're going to see a mysterious hand appear. If you're watching the live stream, you'll see a hand come out of nowhere, and he's going to deliver that clip to me because my pages here in the Rejoice Hymnal, they're brand new, and so thank you. Brethren, we have met to worship.
Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be showered all around. Brethren, see poor sinners round you slumbering on the brink of woe. Death is coming, hell is moving. Can you hear? Bear to let them go. See our fathers and our mothers and our children sinking down. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be showered all around.
And our responsibility.
Let us love our God supremely. Let us love each other too. Let us love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new. Then he'll call us home to heaven. At his table we'll sit down. Christ will gird himself and serve us with sweet manna all around.
Oh, I love that song. Now probably wasn't the time to experiment with some different chords there because sometimes they don't work. But I just love that song. And that one goes way back into the 19th century where we would use that in meetings, camp meetings, and people would gather around and have an evangelist or a series of evangelists in. And I'm saddened because a lot of people today look back at those times kind of through a negative lens and think, it was all emotionalism, etc. No, it wasn't. Were there some things that weren't right? Absolutely. Were there some insincere people or even sincere people that got caught up in the spectacle of it? Sure. But there was a lot of good things that were accomplished as well. And the important thing is everything we do needs to be based on the Word of God. And brethren, we have met to worship. Hey, Psalm 95 verse 6 says, "Come, let us worship and bow down." We don't worship and come before the Lord in camp meetings anymore unless we're doing kind of a throwback week or something like that. But we ought to still gather together to worship Him. Let's go to 130. Actually, 501. 501 first. "Brethren, we have met to worship" was a request. And if you do want to send in a request, send it to my email address. It's just my name, Ben, B-E-N, at beniverson.com. And you can send it to me, and I will add your requests to the list. 501, this is a prayer, and it's entitled, "Nothing Between My Soul and the Savior."
Nothing between my soul and the Savior, not of this world's delusive dream. I have renounced all sinful pleasure. Jesus is mine, there's nothing between. Nothing between my soul and the Savior, so that His blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of His favor. Keep the way clear, let nothing between. Like worldly pleasure, habits of life, though harmless they seem, must not my heart from Jesus be severed. He is my all, there's nothing between, nothing between my soul and the Savior, so that His blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of His favor. Keep the way clear, let nothing between. Nothing between, like pride or station, self or friends shall not intervene. Though it may cost me much tribulation, I am resolved, there's nothing between. Nothing between my soul and the Savior, so that His blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of His favor. Keep the way clear, let nothing between.
Oh, this last verse, "Nothing between when burdened with trials, though the whole world against me convene." Ooh.
Nothing between when burdened with trials, though the whole world against me convene. Watching with prayer and much self-denial, I'll triumph at last with nothing between. nothing between my soul and the Savior, so that His blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of His favor. Keep the way clear, let nothing.
Go to hymn 130 in your Rejoice Hymnals. Hymn 130, Rejoice Hymnal, is from Majesty Music. You can go to majestymusic.com if you want your own copy of it. They did a wonderful job on this. Just a lot of great songs. Great hymns have been around a long time, as well as some good new ones that have been written. We kind of focus on the older ones on this program, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But this is a classic. I mean, this, I think, is the most well-known of all time. And the concern I have for it, you say you have a concern about Amazing Grace? Yes, I do. Because so many people sing it that I think sometimes it's lost its specialness. Because people all around the world sing the song and yet turn around and think that they have to earn God's grace. Listen, friend, grace is given freely. It's not earned. If you're in a denomination or a religion that teaches you've got to earn God's grace, friend, get out of there, right? Yeah, get out of there. Read the Word of God. Grace is given to you freely. All you have to do is accept it. Just accept it. Let's sing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I'd first,
here it is, believed. Where does grace come from? The moment we believe on Christ. You don't have to work for it all your life. It's a free gift. Just believe it, and it's yours because of what He did.
Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
This next verse is one that a lot of people don't know, but John Newton wrote it.
The Lord has promised good to me, His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life and shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Oh, I love that one. I love that one.
Thank you.
sweet hour of prayer. Oh, I love that one. Here's another request, number 13. Number 13, if you turn there with me. And get my clip in right. There we go. What a privilege to come into God's presence, just to linger with the one who set me free. As I lift my eyes and see His awesome glory, I remember who He is and bow the knee. Bow the knee, bow the knee. He is King of all the ages, bow the knee. God alone on His throne. High and lifted up and bow the knee. Kneel before Him, all adore Him. As you live to love Him more, bow the knee. He holds the power of creation. With His voice He spoke, and all things came to be. Yet He hears each simple prayer I bring before Him, when I humbly seek His face and bow the knee. Bow the knee, bow the knee. As King of all the ages, bow the knee. God alone on His throne, see Him high and lifted up and bow the knee. Kneel before Him, all adore Him, as you live. Bow the knee. Bow the knee. You know, true peace comes when we yield to the Lord. In fact, the verse they have listed here, Philippians 2, verse 10, says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And you know, there's going to come a day when every knee will bow before the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have the opportunity to do that now, to believe in Him now. And I have to ask myself the question, does my life lead other people to see that I serve something greater than myself? Do our neighbors see that? Do our co-workers see that? Do our fellow students see that? Bowing the knee to the Lord now is what gives other people the right opinion of who our God is. That's glorifying God. Sometimes it's hard to yield to the Lord when we want to control things ourselves. But then that's when we get all kinds of burdens and and issues coming up in our lives. And we just need to yield to Him. In fact, Jesus tells us that He wants to take our burdens for us. We don't have to carry them and be so weary all the time. The song I want to sing for you tonight, in regards to an original, I'd like to bring an original song to these live streams. And this is one that I wrote a couple years ago, and usually it's my daughter that sings the lead for it, and I've actually never played it. So hopefully this will go well. But yeah, I'll do it in F. But this is one that I wrote that talks about Jesus taking our burdens and our cares, even as a believer. I may be young, but I'm old enough to see many lonely faces of the people around me, going round in circles with nowhere else to go, looking for some answers to questions they don't know. I know someone real who satisfies the emptiness they try so hard to hide. Jesus says, come, take water for your thirsty soul. I know you've lost your way, cast away. I can make your life whole. Jesus says, come, my grace will lift you up. My love can drown your fear. My arms will hold you safe. Jesus says, come. The Lord is good and he always does what's right. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Cast your care on Jesus, for it is he who cares for you. Rest and peace will comfort all the night through. I know someone real who satisfies the emptiness you try so hard to hide. Jesus says, come, take water for your thirsty soul. I know you've lost your way, cast away. I can make your life whole. Jesus says, come, my grace will lift you up. My love can drown your fear. My arms will hold you safe. Jesus says, come. Jesus says, come. Jesus says, come. On our website, you can look that up in our music videos, and the whole family is singing it. Except my oldest, he's not traveling with us anymore, but you can see Elena sing that and the whole family sing along. Jesus says, come. You can go to BenEverson.com and watch that video along with many others. But I hope that encourages you tonight. All the way my Savior leads me. Let's end with that one tonight. 136. 136. Oh, this is such a comfort, amen? All the way my Savior leads me.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of His love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit, clothed immortal, wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
Thanks for being with me tonight. Look forward to next week.
Thank you for joining us tonight. As always, you can find out more about Ben Everson's ministry at www.beneverson.com.